News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Sitting here in the studio right now, having a cup of Just Love coffee, like I always do, because I was there the other week and I bought some more. I want to tell you real quickly, one of our newest advertisers, one of our newest team members, we like to call them, is the Alabama Pecan Company. And if you're not familiar, they are an amazing place. They've got a cafe and a mercantile on Highway 87 down in Sampson, Alabama. So if you're driving down to Panama City Beach, just stop by and see them. But they've got a great online presence too. So if, you know, the old saying about it's better to give than to receive, well, it's about time to start doing some giving. You may have client gifts or other people you want to give things to. You can send all your customers and other people a little piece of home with the Alabama Pecan Company. I mean, just choose many of their ready-to-ship gift items on their website or create custom gift boxes to suit your own business, your clients, your friends. So if you're ready to take all that guesswork out of the holiday season, go to their website. It's Alabama Pecan Co., that's C-O, alabamapecanco.com, and let them handle getting all those gifts out for you. They'll do it right from their location, and they are spot-on good. All right, folks. Hey, I see I've got a caller on line, too. Let me go ahead and grab that, Brian from Huntsville. Hey, Brian, Phil Williams on Right Side. How are you, sir?
Mighty fine. I hope you're doing well as also.
I'm good.
Curious about all the misunderstandings about weapons and everything, especially the gun length and such. Why shouldn't we have a class in school, since we've got CRT and everything else, no matter what they call it, a gun safety class, even if you hate weapons and firearms, just to be able to disarm the thing and put it to the proper area?
No, I think that's a great weapon. Idea. I think it's a great idea. And there's actually opportunities for people to do that right now. In fact, I think they have classes, of course, at one of our advertisers on this station, at Bullet and Barrel. And then there's a place down in Talladega that I love to go to called the CMP, the Civilian Marksmanship Programs facility. It's a multi-million dollar outdoor shooting range. And they will have instructors there to help you. They'll do familiarization classes, all of it.
These young people, how to disable a weapon. That's it.
Well, I agree. And then the other part of that, too, is basic gun safety, Brian, is, I guess we lost Brian there. But I agree with Brian. I don't see anything wrong. I think it's also important, though, for parents to teach their kids. If you don't want your kids touching firearms, tell them that. Tell them from an early age. If you want them to respect firearms, tell them. If you find a gun, if you come across a gun, whether it be in someone's house because you're visiting at their house or it's someone in your own house, you always treat it, you know, X and so. You do things like, number one, don't touch it. It's not a toy. Number two, never point it at anybody. Always assume that a gun is loaded. You do not put your finger on the trigger unless you intend to pull the trigger. All these things are important, but the main thing you do is you develop a healthy respect and the understanding that guns do not hurt people unless the people get involved. The gun in and of itself is not a toy, but it is also something that you have to respect. And that's so key. And you know, this Rittenhouse trial, it's apparent to me that there was a narrative that was being foisted upon the nation. Number one was racism, and number two was anti-gun. And all of it fell apart. It just fell apart because they couldn't do a thing to prove the allegations that were being so recklessly handed down. And it's amazing to me that even people in elected office will go so far, President Biden being the key example, by the way. And then Ayanna Pressley, is that her name? Ayanna Pressley? Is she the member of Congress who's bald? I think she is. But Ayanna Pressley the other day, if I'm not mistaken, is the one who tweeted out, still sticking with the narrative that he had illegally carried a gun across state lines and that he was a white supremacist and that he went there with the intent to harm people. And it's irresponsible. President Biden called him racist. And, you know, right now, breaking news, I'm looking at it, President Biden just issued a statement and said he will stand by what the jury concluded. Well, oh, thanks. Okay. I thought trial by jury was all we had to have. I didn't know we had to have a potential second bite at the apple for the prosecution through the president. He'll stand by what the jury concluded. Well, good for you, Mr. President. Shame you prejudged him and announced things in the midst of all the rhetoric that was not helpful to the situation. But people, the gun situation, and I'm going to spend some more time talking about that when we get back from the next break, but the gun situation was amazing. Now, I don't find any wisdom in Kyle Rittenhouse going down there. I do believe that what you had was a good kid who wanted to do good things, and he had a bit of a sort of a hero thing going on. We're going to go down there. We're going down there and help people, and we'll look tough, and because we're carrying ARs, they won't do anything. Well, that proved to be wrong. And I have no idea what happened to his buddies who had been with him. I didn't catch that part of the trial or the presentation of the evidence because there were several of them that went down there together armed. In the end, he was somehow by himself. And it wasn't good. And I shouldn't have been there. But none of what came out of the liberal media and the activists, and even some of those who were still gathering on the steps of the courthouse, should have been in the rhetoric. None of it should have been there. People are going to have their opinions, but when you literally classify someone, when you literally tear down their character, not even knowing who they are, for the sole purpose of achieving some political end, it was with the jury. If you think about it, over the last week or so, as I've talked about this case, I try to avoid talking about the categorization of people. It was about the evidence and about the manner in which the evidence was presented. And there's a lot of problems with that. But the truth be told, for President Biden and others to enter into this fray, for the media to declare the victor or the loser well before we ever got to a jury going to deliberations was wrong. And I am so thankful. I am so thankful right now that we have a firm verdict that was deliberated on for 26 hours, I believe it was. There we are. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back after this. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. By the way, I just got word. This is pretty cool. I just got word. Alabama Pecan Company just started advertising with us yesterday. They're already getting orders based off hearing it on Right Side Radio. So that's very cool. Glad to hear it. And thank you, Right Side Ruffians, for taking care of our team members. And, you know, another one, by the way, that I want to tell you about is Otter Creek Farm. I talk about them all the time because it's such an incredible and cool place. Otter Creek Farm is like an oasis in North Alabama. It really is. It's known across the region. Actually, I was talking to Frank, who runs the place, the other day. He told me he's got people flying in from France right now to do hunts out there. It's a wing shooting destination. You can hunt pheasant and quail. You can also have it's a wedding venue. They've got an amazing culinary staff. It's a place that I know personally. Charlene and I go out there. We spent the night out there. I've gone shooting out there. And literally, it is a beautiful, beautiful spot. Check out their website, OtterCreekFarmstead.com. That's OtterCreekFarmstead.com. Well, I got a lot to say on this Rittenhouse and Second Amendment stuff, but right now I can see I got a caller on line four. I think it's Moni from Huntsville. Hey, Moni, how you doing? Phil Williams here on Right Side. How are you today?
Good. It's Friday.
It is Friday.
Here's my question on Rittenhouse. Will the lawyers try and pull the OJ routine, and because they couldn't convict him on criminal charges, they'll do it on civil charges?
Well, that's possible.
And now, that
the prosecutors
right or wrong?
Won't. It's a great point, Moni. So the prosecutors won't, because their job is only as to criminal prosecution on behalf of the state. But the victims' families, now, to be in a lawsuit, you have to have standing. So it can't be like somebody else can come out there, I would think. Under Wisconsin law, it could be different. But you'd probably have to have, you know, personal standing in the case, a cause of action. So the ones that I could see potentially doing that might be the families of those who he shot. However, they're going to have an uphill climb, because at this point, the facts have borne out that they were contributing to their own cause. Now, Alabama is different than every other state. We are what's called a contributory negligence state, meaning if you contribute to your own injuries, it's a bar to recovery in court. But okay. I don't know. Wisconsin might. What do you think?
Well, I hope not, but, you know, I wouldn't be surprised. Thank you
no,
so
I wouldn't
much.
Be surprised either. we'll see. There's going to be some activist lawyers that are going to call the families of those victims and suggest that they sign them up. But right now, at the very least, he's not going to jail, and we know that. Hey, Moni, thanks for the call. Appreciate you being in the audience. Have a great weekend. All right. Listen, stuff happening right now in the news. I mean, I just watched a moment ago. President Biden came out of his medical trials. By the way, he had medical trials. He had medical procedures done today. Apparently a colonoscopy today, and he's already up walking around talking to people. That's if you're under anesthesia, usually you don't go to do a presser right after that. So I question whether he really had a colonoscopy now. But it was interesting. Apparently Kamala Harris was, transfer of power went to her for a while, which was the first time I believe that a woman has ever held the authority of the office of the president. So that was a landmark moment today. And we wish the president well. But the president came out and made comments about the Rittenhouse verdict. His comment basically was that he stands by the jury ruling in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. He said he made the statement while responding to past comments about the fact that he had referred to Kyle Rittenhouse as a white supremacist in the past. It's unconscionable, like I said, that a president of the United States would weigh in on somebody's actions. Now, speaking of also weighing in, the governor of Wisconsin has issued a statement now, and I'm sure it was already prepared. But Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers released his statement just a little bit ago. Actually, it came out 44 minutes ago, so that's where we are. But I look at it. Okay, well, the bottom line is he doesn't thank the jury. He doesn't say anything about the level of effort put into this case by both the defense and the prosecution. He doesn't thank the judge. None of it. He goes on to say in his statement, "No verdict will be able to bring back the lives of Anthony Huber and Joseph Rosenbaum or to heal Gage Grosskreutz's injuries, just as no verdict can heal the wounds or trauma experienced by Jacob Blake and his family." No, basically what he's doing was he took the sides of everybody but Kyle Rittenhouse, and he didn't even bother to thank the jury that spent their time on this issue. And it's leadership like that that is the reason why we had this trial, just so you know. Now, I'm not absolving people of their individual parts and the actions of that night by saying that. But I am saying that night would not have happened. That night would not have been a thing. There would not have been no reason for 17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse to think he had to go defend buildings in downtown Kenosha if the governor had not allowed Kenosha to burn. Basically resisting all opportunity for assistance. Never called in his National Guard. Held the police at bay. Let the city burn. Well, it's easy for him to do. He doesn't live in Kenosha, right? It just also beats the fact that he's a liberal. Celebrities are freaking out. You know, we're looking at on Twitter right now. Celebrities are freaking out and just, oh, this is awful. Hollywood stars are reacting to the not guilty verdict. This one story is saying he was acquitted of all charges. I'm trying to find some examples. Emmy Rossum, I have no idea who that is. They're calling her a Hollywood star. Okay, Emmy Rossum, whoever she is, finds it to be a devastating blow. What else we got? President Biden does, though, say he's feeling angry and concerned after the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict. Really? Okay, this is updated 5 minutes ago. President Biden released the following statement following the Kyle Rittenhouse trial verdict, stating that he is angry and concerned. Really? He's doubling down. While the verdict in Kenosha, this is his statement, while the verdict in Kenosha will leave many Americans feeling angry and concerned, myself included, we must acknowledge the jury has spoken. I ran on a promise to bring Americans together because I believe... Yeah, that's great. So the first thing you did, though, was divide. The first thing you did was divide. We have a verdict that brings this thing to a close, and the first thing you did was say, yep, I'm angry and concerned. And he basically goes on to just be squishy. I urge everyone to express their views peacefully. At least he did that. Thank you. Consider the law, violence and destruction of property have no place in our democracy. Oh, they don't. You're exactly right. They don't. And he's talking about how the White House and federal authorities have been in contact with Governor Evers' office to prepare for any outcomes. Wow. He's angry and concerned. I'm angry and concerned. He was a white supremacist. To my knowledge, he has not yet recanted his position on having called him a white supremacist, and that's just unconscionable. You know, and I'm looking at the stuff. I mean, I got an article right here. It came off of Reuters. Reuters had this article that came out, what's today, the 19th? It came out 4 days ago. Title of the article, "Experts Say the Gun Charge Dropped in the Rittenhouse Trial Was the Result of a Poorly Worded Law." Really? I don't think so. So here's the premise under which this article is written. So if you remember, there are multiple charges in the Rittenhouse trial, one of which was a misdemeanor possession of a weapons charge. Misdemeanor possession of a weapon. And yet that was thrown out during the course of the trial before it went to the jury, because it turns out that the law actually reads what the legislature had provided was that the rule said that somebody under the age of 18 can legally have a rifle or shotgun as long as the barrel is of sufficient length being 16 inches, or excuse me, over 12 inches. His was 16. So in other words, the statute was pretty clear. The statute delineated as long as you don't have a short-barreled weapon. Well, this article by Reuters was once again written by somebody who doesn't know what's happening in the world of firearms. They go on to say, what the legislature did in its writing of the law was to accidentally carve out a rule that says somebody under the age of 18 can legally have a rifle or shotgun as long as the barrel's sufficient length. It's a legislative blunder and it should be fixed. No, it shouldn't. It matches what's known as the National Firearms Act. They wrote that in conjunction with national law. Those of you that are gun people understand there's a thing called the National Firearms Act. There are certain weapons that are controlled. Say what you want to about whether you believe they should ever be controlled or not. The fact is there are certain that are controlled. Under the National Firearms Act of 1934, machine guns, short-barreled rifles, short-barreled shotguns, suppressors, like a silencer, and explosive devices like grenades and that kind of thing, are all controlled. Some of those you're allowed to have as long as you've gone through the processing with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, the ATF. And you've gotten, you know, you've gotten your permits and your stamps. So the bottom line is you can have some of those things, and I know guys that do, but you cannot just have them without. Well, the Wisconsin law was in congruence with this federal law. Knuckleheads writing these things on Reuters. But here's the other thing. Story on NPR. NPR, Phil, you went to NPR? I did. It was the title. It was a title that lured me in. This title, dated November 13th, just about 5 days ago, 6 days ago. The trial of Kyle Rittenhouse is a microcosm of the gun control debate in the U.S. Yes, that's what I've been saying. That's what I've been saying. Gun control laws have loomed large in the trial of Kyle Rittenhouse, with Wisconsin being a gun-friendly state. Some are asking whether a double standard exists about who is seen as a threat. What? Okay. So, they go into the idea that it being a gun-friendly state, that the right to bear arms is still a strong sentiment in Wisconsin, rightfully so, most of the nation, by the way. And even Gage Grosskreutz, the guy who was shot, says so. And this guy who was, you know, Gabe Grosskreutz said that, yeah, when he goes out, it's keys, phone, wallet, gun. You know, make what you got your stuff. Well, this particular article goes on to say, though, they believe it's unjust. Of course, it's NPR. That's my sourcing, remember? NPR says that one of the beliefs is that black and brown people in this community feel like it's more the same. If he would have been a black or a brown person, this would have been over a long time ago. He wouldn't be walking free on bail. The injustices here are so obvious. No, they're not. They're not. I know you want them to be. I know you want your narrative to be, you know, I know you want to live in the hypothetical, but you can't live in the hypothetical. Don't come to me with your hypotheticals. Anyway, well, listen, folks, I got a little bit of data on gun control and gun issues that we'll talk about after the break. Copper, move us towards that break. When we get back, though, I'll square you up on some details about that. Right now, though, let me just say it's with a real deep sigh of relief that Kenosha is not on fire and that justice is still prevailing. Bill Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We will be right back. We'll be right back. Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, folks, let me tell you about my friends at etaxbreaks.com. You're going to want to know this because, I mean, what a cool job. Their job? Find people money. That's what they do. They find people money. No strings attached. They just look at how you run your business, and they decide, basically, they start combing through all the, like, over 3,000 programs around the nation, and they look at things like who you hired, when you hired them, did you keep your business open during a pandemic, where do you put your business geographically, all those kinds of things and more. You may be surprised to find out qualify you for tax credits, tax incentives, grants, all kinds of stuff. And etaxbreaks.com only gets paid if they find you money. Yeah, they only get paid if they find you money. And in July alone, they found over $7 million for their clients. Yeah. Can you imagine every day just getting to call people and say, found you some money? Listen, check them out. They got a website just for our Right Side listeners called etaxbreaks.com/rightside. etaxbreaks.com/rightside. All right. You know, I was on Twitter earlier putting up a string about the Rittenhouse verdict. And I said something there that I'm going to repeat right now. In this string, one of the quotes was, I said, I would add that the verdict felt like a referendum on all that our nation was put through last year. And we are still a nation of laws. We are still a nation in which law and order matters. And we are still a nation that will not be bullied. And that's exactly right. I mean, how many of you sat there in disbelief, or maybe you had friends, relatives, or maybe you yourself got swept up in the rioting and the destruction last year when, you know, these largely peaceful protests were burning restaurants and not so far away. And protests on the street were telling us things about our nation that we knew didn't exist, but no one would counter the argument. And the media seemed to be on their side. And then this kid stumbles into a situation he shouldn't have been in. He shouldn't have been down there. There's no wisdom in his being down there that night. I wish somebody had stopped him. But nonetheless, he did. And the ugliness got uglier. And the crowd was ready. In his belief, and I think rightfully so, there were people in that crowd that were willing to kill or at least maim him. And folks, we watched all this stuff unfold on TV. I literally remember when the news broke about his shootings. I remember seeing it and seeing the video of him running down the street with that AR-15 and falling down and turning around when Gabe Grosskreutz approached him and pointed his pistol at him, and he turned and shot the guy. I remember it. And I remember telling Charlene, we were in the den at our house. I can still remember where I was standing. I was standing right next to the couch. And I looked at her and I said, I knew this was going to happen. This is what happens when you let anarchy reign. And I was right. That it was inevitable that at some point, someone wanting to do good was going to walk into the scene of people doing bad, and it was going to get awful. And it did. And what, a year and a half later, year and 3 months, we finally have a verdict. We have a verdict that says that our nation is still a nation of laws. Our nation is still a nation in which law and order matters. Our nation is a nation that will not be bullied. You can try to say that we're a racist nation, and we're not. You can try to say that the Second Amendment in some way should be infringed upon, and it should not. You can try to say that Kyle Rittenhouse was a white supremacist from the highest office in the land, and the jury doesn't have to buy it. We don't have to be bullied. We don't have to at all. And I'm thankful. I am thankful that we had that level of certainty from a group of jurors who gave up their time, and deliberated and refuted the argument. You can't tell me they didn't know how difficult it was outside the courthouse. I guarantee you that even right now, those jurors are going home and they're all thinking about being out of town for a while. I guarantee you there are members of that jury who had never owned a pistol before who are now looking at arming at their house. I guarantee you there's some of those jurors who've never had an alarm system on their house that are trying to figure out now whether they should have one installed. And it shouldn't have to be that way. But they did the right thing. They did the hard thing. And we are still a nation of laws, a nation in which law and order matters, a nation that will not be bullied. And I'm there, and I'm thankful. Well, it's going to be interesting to see how this unfolds. Listen, when we get back from this break, I got my friend Justin Bogey. We're switching gears on you, all right? Switching gears. It's amazing to me how much money is attempting to be spent and already being spent in D.C. But what about monies right here in Alabama? I mean, at what point does the government have enough of our money? Can they ever give some back? Going to talk to Justin Bogey about the means by which that could happen. He wrote a great piece for 1819 News, which is out there. I encourage you to read it, 1819news.com. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.